Susie just returned from a bargain hunting trip to Asia. I mentioned that this is probably the time to get a good deal there.
Absolutely. In Hong Kong, as a matter of fact, I was at a dinner party in Hong Kong, and it was a young woman at the table, and everyone at the table turned to her and said, well, you're a young woman. You're married 2 years now. Why aren't you pregnant? And she said, pregnant? Are you kidding? All the Armani is on sale, 80% off. Why would I get pregnant now?
That's a woman after your heart.
Exactly. Like that lady. Everything in Hong Kong is reduced dramatically. They are desperate for tourists and desperate for anyone with a buck.
Well, what specific bargains did you find on this particular trip? What's hot in China right now?
Oh, everything in China is just about a terrific buy. It was really interesting to see the difference in the merchandise between Hong Kong and Shanghai and Beijing. I had the most fun in Beijing, where I was buying those fabulous $3 gifts. You know, I think that American society would really work better if we all admitted that we've got $3 friends. And, of course, we want that $3 gift, but you want it to look like a $10 gift or a $20 gift. Well, Beijing is the place to buy them.
You said there was a difference between the quality of the goods in Hong Kong, Shanghai, or Beijing, but you didn't tell me where the best quality is.
Well, the most interesting goods are still in Hong Kong, and I think that that's really the statement of why Hong Kong became Hong Kong and why I think it's going to survive the problems it has now. The merchants in Hong Kong can look at items A and B available all over the world or in the mainland, and then they stitch them all together and create C. For example, only in Hong Kong did I find these fabulous Chinese silk brocade hot water bottle covers. Those cost $7. They were more than three.
Can't live without one of those.
Hey, that's my Christmas gift du jour. I can't wait to give them all out.
Where else in the world right now could American tourists find good bargains?
Stay out of places like France and continental Europe, but any place in the Far East, any number of third world countries, any number of struggling nations are real happy to see our money.
Well, I remember a time in the 80s when everybody was going to London and Paris to buy Burberry coats and designer clothing because the dollar was so strong. Are there really no bargains in London or Paris or Europe now?
I don't think you can say that there are no bargains. Certainly there are no Burberry bargains. I mean, that's why God invented factory outlets in America. But the kinds of things that you're really going to find are those unusual pieces of merchandise, those unusual creations that don't even exist in this country. But you're not necessarily saving $150 on that raincoat.
I'm going to Barcelona, Spain for Thanksgiving. What should I buy there?
Oh, fabulous. On Las Ramblas in Barcelona, they have these TTs, tourist traps, that sell these marvelous posters. You can either get it for girls with a flamenco dancer on it or for boys with a bullfighter on it. And while you wait, they print in the name of your choice. $6. I think that's one of the best things about shopping all over the world is that we've all been mauled to death in this country and we all see so much of the same merchandise. But when you get to a foreign country, you do have an opportunity to find something that nobody's ever seen before.
Where in the world should you bargain for a purchase, and where is that considered bad form?
Bargaining can be as subtle as me walking into Bloomingdale's and saying, would you ship that to me for free? Can you do a little better on the price? There's a zillion different ways, different shades of negotiating. Almost all of them are socially acceptable any place in the world.
How do you handle the problem of getting everything home? Isn't shipping expensive? What about packing?
Shipping is outrageous. Of course, we always go with an empty suitcase.
Oh, we do. I forgot
Now
that.
I travel with both the empty suitcase and the empty tote bag. And very few clothes. You're not going to need that many clothes. And if need be, bring home excess weight. Don't ship if you ever want to see it again.
We go back and forth on this subject all the time on the show. What's the best way to pay for your purchases abroad?
Oh, there's no question. Absolutely no question that it's a credit card for several reasons. The number one reason is the exchange rate. You will get closest to bank rate on a credit card. Also, you will have a record of what you did with your money, because if you're like me, you come back from a trip and you're broke, but you have no idea where it all went.
How about, this is another complicated subject, VAT, or value-added taxes, or government, and they're called PST and GSTs in Canada. What, is there one good way to get a refund? I do presume you hone in on that.
The best thing to do is to put that refund on your credit card for many of the reasons we just mentioned. You want the money converted at its local bank rate. If you have to take the money in cash from these tax refund desks that they have all over airports,
right,
do not take this. I'm begging you. I'm pleading with you. Do not take that refund in U.S. dollars. particularly between now and Christmas or into the beginning of the new year, you are going to lose your shirt. You pay a commission to the company that gives you the refund. Then you pay a commission on the changing of the money. I took my refund in Deutschmarks because Deutschmarks are extremely strong right now. I didn't need the Deutschmarks, but I can always trade them in for euros in a few months.
But haven't you been into stores where you've asked about a VAT refund and they look at you like they have no idea what you're talking about, they don't have the right forms, and you've maybe spent $400 or $500 on something or some goods, which you might be entitled to 15% back on, and they look at you like, I don't know what you're talking about.
The honest-to-God truth is you will never get back what the VAT amount is. Once the paperwork is done, the commissions and the fees are deducted, you will be lucky to see 7 to 10%.
How do you keep up your energy when you're shopping so much? I mean, I get exhausted shopping. Do you have a shopping diet? Anything you eat in particular? Do you fuel up a certain way?
No, I think that the shopping really isn't about buying things. It's about seeing things. You get tremendous energy from the street and from the stores and from the destination.
Susie Gershman is author of Born to Shop, a series of books that the title explains it all by itself.